शान्तं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनम् गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय टुडे इज नंदोत्सव और फंक्शन टुडे वेरी वेरी सक्सेसफुल थाउजेंड्स ऑफ पर्सन केम एंड टू पर्सन ऑफ श्री राधा विनोद बिहारी एस्पेशली द ड्यूटी ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु एस्टैब्लिश्ड बाय From we brought from he brought from
Jhansi
and he donated and we kept from then we are worshiping. So today is Nandotsav, second day of appearance of Krishna. A person who has taken birth on Nandotsav, so you can understand the festival of his appearance day of Srila Swami Maharaj. The persons who are very lucky, fortunate, they come on the very special day. You know that he came on a special day and also he left this world on a special day, in Kartik month, very auspicious day. How he was in a big family. They were religious persons and wealthy persons. But what he used to do, Krishna thought that he is not of this world. So, what he began anything, he was not successful in that worldly thing. He was like a partner of Bengal Chemical. But since soon he has to left. And then in Allahabad he established his own form. Established and he began to make medicines. Very expert. But soon it was unsuccessful. Then he, in a very prominent place of Allahabad, he established a medical shop. But soon after 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 months, collapsed. And then he became a street beggar. His wife, kicked out. But anyhow, he told that we have no relation, don't come in my house, this house is mine. And his sons, wicked sons also, they supported their mother. Only one was favorite, lost. And then anyhow, penniless, with a like a medical agent, he came in Mathura, teaching any medicine, Ayurvedic he made, and he came, and he wanted to sell it, but any customer he could not collect. He was nearer to Jamuna Ghat, Arj Samaj Road. When I heard that he is there, at once without delay I went there and requested, "How you are here? Your friend of my guru and disciple of all world preacher, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I used to know him from 1946. So I requested, "Oh, come on at once with me." And forcibly I took luggage. What luggage? Nothing. Only some book. Rotten. No clothes, no garments, nothing. Like a street figure. And then I brought him and give a room here. I was living in that room and I gave two rooms. Two rooms has become now this temple. And Guru Maharaj was there in one room. So, and this was not so much big, half. So I requested him to come and dragged him to come here. And then he became very happy. Now he began to write because no anxiety. In all ways we were serving him, his cooking and everything. And then he gave his whole energy in writing here. And he, from here he published 3 volumes of the first canto 3. The first, second, 3. Very simple. Now they have changed their language and everything. Original was more better. We had, he presented me 3 poems. And we requested my Gurudev and myself, "Why you are wasting your time? At once quickly you should take renounce all. Your family has left you. Don't delay." And then my Gurudev came here. I also requested him that tell him. He must obey because you are senior god brother. And Guru Maharaj called and told, "Don't waste time." And then he was telling a story to me. That in 1923 he took Harinam or Diksha from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. And after initiation, he has a very keen interest in Srimad Bhagavatam reading. And there he found a slope. And that slok was to whom I accept, he becomes, I make them a street beggar. And if he is still okay, not giving up bhajan, then I can give him more than he wants. Everything. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj. He was not a state figure. He was the king, emperor of whole world. Very beautiful wife, Draupadi. Very beautiful, very good sons. So he can give. And you know, he was a street figure. But after that, what became? He became emperor of the whole world. The emperor cannot receive so much honor as in a couple of years after taking sannyas here and by navigation, you know more than me, how he reached in New Jersey or before that
Boston.
And then New York City under the shade of a tree. I've gone there. Mallikartal. And what doing? Oh, by closing eyes. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Gaur Hari Bol. And gradually, we see that reputed person, high culture, they never come to hear and to pay respect to any sadhu. So, only hippies welcome him and joined his kirtan movement. And they become so happy to hear his kirtan. They used to give him whiskey or
wine
and cigarette and other things. But he was very tolerable person, tolerated everything, and after some time he changed them from hippie to hippie. You know, Shyam Rani and his husband, Satsarup, they were hippies. So many hippies. Oh, most high class of hippies. And very teenage, very beautiful looking. They were changed. Perhaps I think that she is the first lady disciple of Swamiji. Are you?
Satyanga.
There are so many, but he is prominent. Anyone?
Chandrika.
Oh, where is Chandrika? Oh. You are lucky of that. At that time, what was your age?
22.
Oh, very young age, very beautiful. And they used to what do? Airport, buses, railway stations, in markets, without shame, no shame at all. And used to distribute books and kirtan everywhere. Who is telling, what telling? No care at all. So by this Swamiji, preached in whole world, very successfully, in couple of years he established preaching centers all over the world, and he translated so many books, and by young disciples everywhere in the world, he preached the mission of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he wanted to give something more, but they were not qualified. But one word they learned from him, what was? To make money. Very expert. Even in barren land, he had taught a skill of making money. But he knew that this will not help them. Never and never. He wanted to teach them the mission of Srila Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Manobhrisa. So, by this way, establish preaching centers and Nagar Sankirtan are everything in the midst of oceans, in jungles and forests and where? In mountains. Everywhere. Wherever I went, I saw His glory. For remote in villages, they are not disciple of Him. But anyhow, all top to bottom, all day, live honestly. So it seems that He was not a person of this mortal world. Krishna has sent Him to preach. So, anyhow, all they accept of His God brothers also, they agreed that He was not a simple person. There were some difference, but minute, not so much. And I served Him from 1946, a special mercy to me, and He engaged. So with this touch, now I am also renowned in the whole world for this reason. And I know that all devotees who were in His connection and were sincere, oh, they were attracted to me. He used to wrote me so many letters and appeals. And He used to give me message that how in this world He is preaching. Each center, before beginning, He used to. And He wanted that I should be with Him to preach. But at that time, I could not join. I joined and obeyed His order, but after 20 years ago. And Srila Swami Maharaji obeyed His Gurudev after 40 years. So no harm.
You came early, Gurudev.
Huh?
You were early.
Oh, 20 years early. So no harm. And He wrote that our relations are transcendental. Perhaps these words have never been used for His any disciple. Also, I am some senior to Him. In what way?
Sannyas.
I gave Him sannyas. And I conducted His for sacrifice and everything done by me. But He is my Shiksha Guru. Shiksha Guru. From beginning. He was bosom friend of my Gurudev. And that is why He knew that, oh, He is the best person to whom I should take sannyas. And He looked. Knowingly He went to Tirtha Maharaj, Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, the president of Mayapur, Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj, all wanted that he should come to me and we will be. They offered, but He could not accept. He accepted only to our Gurudev and took sannyas. So, I think that it will be better that others should have chance to pay their respect and Pushpanjali. First I select Shyam Rani to speak something. Have you begun? You have done? Very well. Now you can come.
First, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet, O I first met Ashok Prabhupada in 1966.
Ananda Baba. Ananda Baba, what will do? What he has in his house? He will donate to all. And he will become penniless person. But as he is giving, oh, more coming. And he was tired to give. He could not give what there. So anyone have this realization that anyone who wants to preach the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, all wants to help me, to help me. I was also penniless. But when I began my mission, oh, from every side, oh, so much help coming. First help come from Paramahansa, you know. Swami gave the name of Paramahansa. Oh, he is sitting here. Banwari Lal Singhania. And he came to me, hearing that he is in the mission of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And Swami Maharaj wanted him so much. So he came with Sanskrit scholar
Pradyumna.
He brought. And he came and in first glance, hearing something, he became mine. Up till now, he is with us. I was wondering why he is in house, family life. And now, like Swamiji also, he is what? Oh, street bigger now. Now left his home and totally he has come to me. So I see that how if a man wants to do bhajan strongly, then everything becomes very favorable. First it will be opposite. Then big problems will come. But he still, if he is like Himalayas, mountain, very strong, then everything will be fabric. What became of Swami? And that is why, I don't know why he ordered me to give his samadhi with my own hand, not by his god, brother, so many were there, not to his any disciple. He clearly told that you should be samadhi. But now they are what doing? They are telling that, oh, Tamal Krishna gave him samadhi. Also. But truth is truth. Anyone cannot cover. If anyone wants to cover fire, what will be? Or more fire will come. Some are telling that, oh, Naran Maharaj's name not in his mission. But I think only myself.
They are not in their mission.
They are not. I'm preaching his mission. And that is why he told that, oh, you should help my all disciples. I'm very happy that, oh, that is going on. They are all connected to him. But attracted by the mission that I am preaching. Same thing. Some are telling that, oh, he is different. Oh, yes, I am different. I am not Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. I am Bhaktivedanta Narayan. He was more golden.
Your eyes are blue.
No. And he was black. Oh. Perhaps, I don't know, that he was taller or what than me. So there was so many different. He was very learned. I am like what? Nothing. So there are so many differences. But internally, no difference. He knew that he can preach my mission. And that is the order. And I'm certain he's still now, more than any. Now we should go to Arti, and after Arti, you should take what?
Paran.
Not only Paran, but you can take Akuntha Mahaprasad. Oh, some good festivals by my god sister Vrindavan Vyasi and Sajjan Maharaj and some others also. So good festival with and we should wait till our Arti, and after that we want to declare when. But you should take before 9, and then the gathering will be. Go Pramanande Bhakti Kirtan.